This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yeah, so there you have it. Yeah, breaking news here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. We always complain we don't get any.
Yeah, man.
And then we get some. It's always bad. Can we get some good breaking news?
Like, I don't know. Maybe
people think this is good,
like
actually.
They traded something?
The Hawks have announced that they're moving on from general manager Landry Fields. Landry Fields has been fired. Now, he was the only general manager of the Hawks for a minute.
Yes.
Because Travis Schlenk was a general manager not all that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the second GM that they've moved on from in, if my math is right, in 3 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of turnover in a front office. Ansi Salah is the interim general manager, or is he going to take over?
He's taking over as general manager.
Ansi Salah, who had been with the team last year. They hired him from Golden State,
yes,
and he was an assistant general manager.
Now,
so they hired his replacement, and then he worked with him for a year.
Now,
yeah,
Andy, remember when they brought in Landry?
Yes.
To be the assistant general manager.
To Schlenk. Yeah.
Then it was all these questions. Blah, blah, blah. Did they sabotage him?
Who?
Landry. Meaning this. Is he the scapegoat? So they could, because he didn't hire this new dude. How do you say his name, Andy? He's like, I won't
butcher. Ansi Salah.
Okay. They didn't hire Salah. I'm assuming that Landry didn't hire Salah,
well,
right?
He was the GM when they hired him. And then when I just read a press release of when they brought Salah in last May, Landry was quoted in it talking about what a great track record he has and how excited they are to have him as a part of the team. So, look, I mean, I would assume no.
Yeah, exactly.
I would assume Landry Fields probably viewed himself as enough,
right,
to be the general manager,
right,
of the team.
Right. When somebody else hires your assistant.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not good.
Just look at the history of this franchise,
yes,
over the last, I don't know, 6 years or so. Whenever they bring in someone to be your assistant, Nate McMillan for Lloyd Pierce,
mm-hmm,
fired, took over your,
mm-hmm,
job. Landry for Travis Schlenk,
mm-hmm,
fired, took over his job. Ansi Salah for Landry Fields, mm-hmm, fired, took over his job. Like, they're basically telling you, in about a year from now,
yeah,
this guy's going to take your job.
That's why I said that goes back to my
reason. A lot of instability, though.
I agree with that.
A lot of moving ground for a franchise to try to build upon.
That's why I'm asking the question is this a scapegoat move? What did Landry do? Landry didn't get hurt. He didn't go out there and put through the banana and Jalen Johnson slipped and hurt his shoulder.
Yeah.
Or anything like that.
No,
he brought in adamant replacements at the last minute to try and get these things. He moved DeAndre Hunter. You know, he kept you where you ultimately want to be, as Tony Wrestler has shown us, under the aprons.
Yeah, they didn't pay any tax.
They didn't pay any tax or anything. So why this move?
I don't know. It's a good question. Now, the idea of scapegoating is not something that I thought this season was going to require, because,
mm-hmm,
I thought they felt good about it. Like, honestly, I thought that there was like a positivity coming from the Hawks about the youth and everything, because we talked about this in the first hour.
Right.
I was like, you can't sell me on everybody being young if everybody who's young is not showing me that they're really good. Because there's a lot of teams that go from young to good really fast in the NBA. Like, it's not the NFL, it's not Major League Baseball where it takes years and years for someone to come up. Like, you get the right young guys and you put them together, like, you're the Houston Rockets. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With a good coach and a vet or two. You,
yes,
know what I mean? Like,
agreed.
Again,
agreed.
There's a lot of young teams right now, younger teams than the Hawks, who are playing basketball right now.
They need a vet like that.
That's absolutely,
yes,
right.
Yes.
They absolutely,
yes,
need a vet. There's,
yes,
no question,
yes,
that this,
yes,
team
is. And now you're talking about no.
Yeah, no, we don't.
Yeah,
he's,
yeah,
got too many,
yeah,
strengths.
Yeah, okay. <All right.
laughs> Too many strengths.
But no, I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Like, the scapegoat part about it is like, the instability, because that's why I actually say, is this just his son's man right here?
Not from what you sense,
you don't get,
yeah,
like that. So you brought in this guy to replace Landry to do what? Like, what do you trust this guy with that you didn't trust Landry with?
Right. That's a great question. And you also just have to think about, like, in terms of the tenure that Landry Fields had, like, I almost feel like I'm going to walk back some of what I said in the first hour.
No. Which was,
I'm not walking back, but I'm just saying, like, he inherited a pretty like, gummed up situation with, as far as I understand, he wasn't the one that did the DeJounte thing. That was the end of the Schlenk era, right?
So, but then it seemed like we were talking about that's why Schlenk was gone.
Schlenk didn't want to do it. Like,
yeah, Schlenk didn't want to do it.
And just take one step back from this conversation, and then we'll dive back into all the specifics of it, which, again, the Hawks have fired Landry Fields as their general manager. That's the breaking news of the hour. Landry Fields is out of the front office of the Atlanta Hawks. Ansi Salah is taking over as general manager. He had been the assistant GM. He was in Golden State before that. I think that he was a member of the Spurs organization prior to that as well. So he has a nice resume. But let me just say one thing really quickly before we dive into the speculative part of it. Like, every time something happens with this organization over the last 5 to 7 years, there's about 5 different versions of the story that come out.
Correct.
Right? The end of the Schlenk stuff, the DeJounte trade, the John Collins thing, even the Trey Luka draft night decision, all the way back to that. Like, there's always – so we don't know. I'm not in the front office. You're not in the front office. We're not in these rooms knowing what these conversations are that are actually happening. What I do know is every time something happens, you get 50 different versions of it, which is like, where's the voice? Like, where's the voice of leadership and, like – definition for who this basketball team is and who this group is. And to me, this is just kind of another example of maybe it is a scapegoat. Maybe it's a passing of the buck or whatever, but it's further instability.
Yep.
Like, they've been incredibly unstable for almost the entire wrestler ownership, and this just continues that.
Well, I mean, when you talk about the leadership, obviously the ownership and all those things, but this is what this Sportsology group, that's what they're in charge of right now. Because what they're in charge of right now is they're trying to find a president of basketball operations.
Right.
So I'm assuming he's going to be the guy that you're talking about that's going to be over everything right now. That's going to be over the GM, coach, everything like that. Who is this guy? I don't know. Did they have one previous? Because it was Schlenk. It was Schlenk. I remember that.
Yeah.
And then they took that from him.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't Bud that too?
Uh-huh,
took it from him. So now they're – so this title, whatever, was not existent with Landry Fields, I'm assuming.
Yeah, as far as I understand, they've operated without a president of basketball operations the last handful of years.
Okay.
So you want a basketball czar.
Okay.
I will say, again, one aside, let us – do that.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to be the person that hires the person
yeah.
that gets all the blame or the credit.
Yeah. Like, and I still get a check.
Yeah. And I get the, what do they call that? What's that thing when you bring in somebody from the outside to, like, help your company out and then they get to leave before
a consultant? Consultant.
That's the ultimate dream.
Yes.
To be a consultant.
Yes.
The Andy and Randy consulting firm would be happy to help you with your president.
Where's Jerry West at? Jerry West still around?
Somewhere hanging out.
Yeah, see if Jerry want to come to Atlanta.
He's still furious about that that HBO doc that they made. Now they're going to search, which I think that's good as long as they make the right hire. But you need somebody who's going to be the stabilizing leadership voice in that organization, in that front office, to be like, you know.
Who is it? But that's what I'm saying. Now, you got this guy coming in. Now, is he in charge of doing what he wants? Does he like Quinn? Does he like Coach Quinn? Want Coach Quinn?
Maybe Quinn will be the guy. You never know. Maybe Quinn Snyder will be the president of basketball operations.
And head coach?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I know that there was, again, back to, like, the murmurs and smoke when things go down. Like, when Quinn took the job, part of the rumblings about getting him off the beach to take this job.
A lot of power.
Yeah, and sort of increased power over time. So I don't know if that's what this ends up being or not. I will say, like, if they are scapegoating means you're unhappy with the situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
They should be unhappy with the situation.
Yes.
The team hasn't been good.
But that's what I'm saying. Okay, I understand, rightfully, understand that part. But why is Landry out?
Right. Because I think Landry's actually kind of cleaned up the mess pretty good.
He has.
Right? Like, he traded DeJounte for Dyson Daniels, who's like a big piece of what this team's going to be going forward.
Yeah.
They made the decision to go with Reese Hoshea. Now, they had the number one pick, so, you know, you want to get the right guy, but it seems like they made the right pick in the draft as well. I mean, they extended Jalen Johnson. He's not responsible for drafting Jalen Johnson, but he's in part responsible for the development or helping the development of it. I just feel like roster-wise, not wins-loss-wise, but roster-wise, they're in a little bit of a better situation right now than they were when he took over.
I mean, there was
not like a way better situation, but a little bit better.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I keep – and is he being held responsible? Is the right person being held responsible for this team? And I don't say underachieving when I think about this basketball team. Right. They're right where I said they would be.
They're actually a little better than I thought that they were going to
be. Yeah, but a little better still.
Right. This, again, my opinion of what they were going to be versus what they are is irrelevant for the purposes of what they're doing as far as hiring and firing. It's the second straight year they're not in the playoffs.
Yes.
So something had to give. And we said in the first hour, are you starting to look at Quinn Snyder a little bit different given that he was brought in with all the accolades and the hype, and they've missed the playoffs 2 years in a row? Turns out we were asking about the wrong guy.
Yeah.
Because we literally today in the 11 o'clock hour, we're like, do you look at Quinn funny because of the two playoff misses? And the Hawks are like, no, we look at Landry funny.
Yeah.
We're firing him.
And so if that's the case, when we talked about Bud being the president, I didn't think of that until just then when you said they did offer Quinn a lot of different stuff for him to come off the beach of Dominican Republic to be the head coach.
I think it was Costa Rica.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Not just a hefty salary.
Which it is.
But also control in certain things. Was it a thing where I don't like working with this guy?
I don't know.
It's me or him. Well, y'all paid me a lot more than y'all are paying him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. And then when you also look at it through the lens of, all right, so what are you doing to keep your star happy, right? I mean, the main thing you can do to keep him happy is to extend his contract this offseason.
No doubt.
That'd probably make him really happy because that would be a couple extra $100 million in the bank account.
Is that a strategy where they're like, okay, we probably have to pay him. Let's get a new guy in here, a new voice to say it and put it on him to like, we just want to see.
Or
I don't know.
Maybe. And again, this is all just kind of like spur of the moment, spitballing.
Yes.
Theories as far as why they would do this, because we don't have an answer as of yet beyond just the fact that they've missed the playoffs two straight years in the 2 years that he was the full-time general manager. Maybe there's a disagreement on what to do with Trey. Maybe Landry has a theory on what they should do, and I don't know, maybe he's dead set on this isn't working, we need to go a different direction.
Could be.
Or maybe he's dead set on, hey, we got to pay this guy and keep this intact and build with it. And because here's the thing, like this is true. One of the guys in the front office is the son of the owner.
Mm-hmm.
So his opinion is going to hold a little bit more weight.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like if he wants to do something different than the general manager does with Trey,
who's going to get
the guy who has the same last name as the guy who signs the checks probably is going to be the guy who wins the argument.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And that could be it.
And if that's what it is, and again, I don't know if that's what this is or not, but like it's always hard when the son of the GM is part of the front office and he's the son of the owner is a part. Just make him the GM. Like that's what you need to do, just do it.
Could that be a case where it is him? Could it be a case him and Landry got pushed out, just like how Schlenk got pushed out? I mean, there's too many similarities to both of these situations why this guy's been the owner of this team.
And one constant.
Yes, him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
so
him.
Hello, man. I was kind of coming around on Landry Fields a little bit.
Oh, no, I'm going to do it. I ain't going to lie to kick it, man.
Like, I thought he had an okay year this year.
I don't think
as a GM, I thought he had an okay year.
Was this a fireable offense how this year played out?
Right. And, like, what if they would have beat the Heat in overtime on Friday night? Would you have kept him? Like, that was the kicker?
Deciding factor?
Yeah. That feels short-sighted.
Because Yang was your second best player?
Which, by the way, he traded to get him.
Yeah.
Like, if he didn't, all right. Anyway, Landry Fields is out as the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks. Ansi Salah is the new general manager of the Atlanta Hawks. The search is underway for a new president of basketball operations. And again, I'll throw my name in there. I'll take that job. I'll do it. Me and Randy will do it. If you want, co-presidents. Vice president?
100.
We'll do it for cheaper than the other person. All right, we'll be right back with the Back Page with Bo on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.